You can save your relationship. An inspirational testimonial.
This is Law of Attraction Secrets. Join miracle mentor and alchemy life coach Robert Sink and prepare to be empowered.
Hello, everybody. Good morning, good afternoon, good evening. Whatever time you might be listening to this special Law of Attraction podcast, I am your miracle mentor, your mentor of light, Robert Zenk, and we are soaring high like a big, beautiful eagle flying in the direction of your dreams and your goals. I'm excited to share this whole story with you. This is about a gentleman who has become a friend of mine, started out as a client several years ago, and then recently again. We've had tremendous success and some sorrow along the way. But I want to share his story and his letter to you today. First off, I want to say this. Many of the law of attraction gurus operating today, most of them are young and inexperienced, but many of them will say, you know, with the law of attraction, you can manifest anything you desire, except a specific person that you've had a deep, loving marriage or relationship with. That you cannot do. Which seems odd, because the universe just doesn't operate that way. The universe operates that it's based on the Emerald Tablet of Hermes. As above, so below. As within, so without. In other words, what is inside you is outside of you. It's what you're manifesting. What is above you, what's in your mind, is what you are creating in your world. As above, so below. Oh, this is an important program. You need to share this program with everybody. But first, I want to tell you this. I'd like you to subscribe to our channel here on YouTube. Now, you may be a subscriber on Blog Talk or on one of our other iTunes or Stitcher. But if you're on YouTube, we've been giving away some audio programs for people who are subscribed to us on our Instagram channel. Now we're going to give away 3 manifesting accelerators. These are $60 values. And trust me, this is a game changer. We're giving away 3 every single month to 3 people who are subscribers on our YouTube channel. So be sure and subscribe, because we want to put the manifesting accelerator in your hand absolutely free. You have as good a chance of winning it as anybody else. Okay, this is an important podcast. First off, I want to share a little bit about what people do when they are going through a breakup or have gone through a breakup, and some of the things they do that stop the energy from flowing, stop the relationship from coming back together, stop the relationship from being better than it ever has been. I've never been about patching up old relationships. I just don't teach my clients to do that. I'm about establishing new relationships, which means that at some level, you have to let go of your old beliefs and choose new, empowering beliefs. Here's what people do. They choose depression and unhappiness. But guess what? If you choose depression and unhappiness for any length of time, you will attract more of it, because that's what you are putting out. Remember, as within, so without. They react to social media and conversations. I get text messages, and I'm going to stop. I'm just going to block these people. But I get text messages at 11, 12 o'clock at night. I saw my ex-boyfriend, he's dating somebody on Facebook, and I saw the picture. So what? What does that have to do with your vibration? What does that have to do with your energy? What does that have to do with you improving yourself and becoming the magnet that you truly are capable of becoming? They want to stay in that person's life. They feel that if they're out of sight, they're out of mind. So they continue to answer phone calls. They continue to call the person. They continue to meet that person with other friends and so forth in order to try to save the relationship. But what they're doing is they're killing it because they're bringing the same old juice, the same old energy. They want to send flowers and cards and birthday presents and Christmas presents. You know, and it just goes on and on. Look at the person who fell in love with you didn't fall in love with you because you gave them a gift or sent them a card. They fell in love with you because your vibrations were in alignment, because you were harmonizing, you were integrating, you were synergizing together. And for some reason, you stopped. Once you start again, things will begin to change. People will say, well, yeah, but I understand that she's going to move across the country. Do you think that the universe, which created the sun and the moon and the stars and the sky and the night and the day, is going to be concerned about an obstacle of somebody moving 3,000 miles away? I've had people in Australia and the United States get back together and get married. It's incredible. They refuse to work on their own vibration. If you're going through a breakup, the one thing that I guarantee you will keep you broken up, and even if you do get back together, you'll break up again, probably, is that you are refusing to work on your own vibration. Oh, I'm going to get to the letter here in a moment. You do not want to miss this. They refuse to let it go and let it flow. I can't think of anything more important than raising your vibration, putting yourself back in alignment with that energy that you had when you first fell in love, and then letting it go and letting the universe do the work for you. Stop trying to force it.
This is the number one podcast on personal empowerment, success, and the law of attraction. You're listening to the Miracle Mentor of Light, Robert Zink.
When people are going through a breakup, they refuse to control their thoughts and emotions. They will oftentimes call me and say, you know, I talked to him the other day, or she called me other day, and I lost it. I said a bunch of bad things. And I go, well, that really helped you in your mission to put your relationship back together, to start a new loving relationship. No, it didn't help at all. Because if you can't control your thoughts are things. Thoughts create. Emotions give it juice, give it life. And then, of course, this one. Well, you know, he called me the other night and said he wanted to talk for a few minutes, and it ended up we just went to his place and had sex. And people don't understand that sexual energy has to be connected to a love bond, to a passion bond, to a commitment bond. Otherwise, it's just sex, and it kind of takes the pressure off. It kind of lets the steam out of the valve, so to speak. You know what I'm saying? And so the desire kind of gets a little bit less after sex. The other thing is spilling gut all the time. You know, you got to confess every sin that you've ever made and all that kind of stuff. You don't need to spill gut. And continuously apologizing. Maybe you made a mistake. Maybe you apologized when it happened. Maybe you apologized when she moved out. Maybe you apologized a week later, but now stop. You didn't attract her by apology. You didn't walk up to her in the bar, or maybe you were on Tinder and you sent her an email. It wasn't an apology, was it? That isn't alignment energy. Now, all of these things my client Greg went through. But first off, I want to tell you about Greg. Greg lives in Australia. And he got up at 5 o'clock in the morning to have his mentoring sessions with me. And him and I started working maybe 3 years ago. And he was concerned about his girlfriend at the time, who was dating another man. We used to call him the bowler because the guy liked to bowl. And everything that's on this list, he went through. Everything. And finally, he lost some family members. This guy's been through a lot, trust me. And finally, he gave up. He gave up. But do you understand what happened when he gave up? All of the affirmations, all of the visualization, all of the energy work, all of the work that we did together, all of a sudden could flow. It was now flowing. And he got back together with her. And they fell deeply in love. They built a new relationship. And sadly, she died. She passed away. And he went on with his life the best he could. And finally, he met a beautiful woman whose name will remain anonymous. But he met her, and she had been through a very abusive relationship, a very abusive marriage. And she brought some of those fears and those doubts into their relationship. But nonetheless, they fell in love. And he, I mean, truly, truly fell in love with her. But they had a big blow up. I won't go into the details. And they broke up. They got back together for a week and then they broke up. And she said, I don't ever want to talk to you. She gave him back all of his stuff. I don't ever want to see you again. Don't come near me. She blocked him on Facebook. She did everything possible. And most people would be saying, what can I do? It's not what you can do. It's what you can become. Stop asking the question, what can I do? And begin asking the question, what can I become? Greg let go. He let go and he let it flow, just as he had done before. And he didn't have a lot of hope. But the universe had his back. He had already put out the intention. He had already done the work. We had done work for him as well. And now, the two of them were starting to become magnetized to each other in a new and loving relationship. So let me read his letter to you, and I'll be putting it on my website for you to read. Hello, all. My name is Greg Alder, and I will tell you my story and how Robert and Rachel helped me save my dream. It's a long story, and one that, to be honest, if I had not contacted Robert, I would not have had a happy ending. I don't know if that's true or not, but I'll take the compliment. I had met my soulmate, but we were both damaged goods. She had a lot of scars from an abusive and cheating relationship, and I lacked confidence in the ability to communicate. It came to a head Christmas 2016 when my girl and I had a terrible argument which became loud and physical. I loved her greatly, and as much as I wanted it to work, everything I said and did made things worse. I was literally suicidal and had nowhere to go and seemingly no hope. My friends did not want me to win her back. My family also, as well as her family, hated me. I went to Robert's site after Googling the law of attraction. Robert called me after I applied for the 30 minutes session, and he talked to me about miracle mentoring and what it can do for me, and explained we were out of alignment and our vibrations were very, very low. He said it was an easy fix. To be honest, I thought this was BS. But we Skyped, and Robert mentored me. He taught me how, if you think and believe in it and what you want, you will make it happen. Now, I am a spiritual person, and I bought into this. It was like the parable of the fig tree that Jesus taught about. Little by little, things changed. It was hard work. I am sure I stressed Robert and Rachel out no end, but I never gave up, and they would not let me give up. She is yours, and you will marry her, Robert repeatedly said. Like I said, it was a long fight. But without Robert, we would not be where we are now. On December 29th, 2017, I proposed, and she said yes. Robert taught me how to communicate better and how to visualize. I'm still not sure how all this works, but it does. Be careful of what you think and say. Be positive. I had a dream, a visualization the night before I proposed to her. I was sitting on a Ferris wheel, and as I pulled out the ring, I started to drop it. The next night, when I was actually on the Ferris wheel, and I pulled out the ring, I almost dropped it. Amazing. Thank you, universe. Thank you, law of attraction. Thank you, Robert and Rachel. I wholeheartedly say to you, all of you, use this miracle mentoring and alchemy life coaching program. Thanks a million, guys. If anyone wants to, I am very happy to email with them as to what happened to me in my life. And he gives his email address, and we will put it up on our website if you wish to email Greg. Anyway, that's just one story out of many. I mean, we've had so much success with the law of attraction. Listen to me now very carefully. If you loved once and you love deeply, you can love better and deeper and longer the second time around. I believe that. But it's not about patching up the old relationship. It's not about going back to the same dirty, nasty habits that caused the breakup. It's about starting new, a new relationship. With new hopes, new dreams, new goals. The law of attraction always works. I am Robert Zenk, your miracle mentor, your mentor of light. Claim your 30 minutes of miracle mentoring and alchemy life coaching by visiting us at lawofattractionsolutions.com. Thank you so much. Have a great day because you absolutely deserve it.